So first of all, like, have you just told me that you watched the video, and have you
I
tried
watched.
implementing actual code?
I played around with it.
Did it work out fine? How was
It
it?
worked. I mean, all your coding is working. Anything I would recommend if someone wants to pick this up in the future is just the polishing around the end user use interface with it.
Yes. So, like,
So
in what way?
a couple of things I noticed. I probably, if I was going to recommend a bit further, I would have some maybe some rules in place to check that information that's been put in is in the correct format. So, for example, the date format,
Yes.
you can pretty much put any numbers in there and it will accept it.
All right. Okay. Oh, okay.
And yeah, so I know you had it as like year, month, month, day, day. But it didn't really matter what the end user puts in there.
Right.
It'll accept it. And I guess the issue there would be later, especially if they use different formats, it'd be hard to filter and be very accurate with the dates.
Then would like separating like year, months, day would help that a bit?
Yeah, I would think so. But also having a
Like
something I
a
often do is I just have some script to check the data that's going in is clean and in the correct format, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So, like if they don't put it in the format you're asking, then I think it'd be good to sort of have a warning to say incorrect date format.
Right. Yes.
So that was just an observation. I did notice though, I tried to add some students and it sort of carried over. I don't know if this is correct, but when I tried to sort of, I put one student in, I put my daughter in,
Yes.
and then when I tried to add another student, it still had my daughter's data in there, and I had to basically write over the top of that, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can see here the same student, it's replicated. So I think just some way to sort of overwrite that. Got some other notes here, sorry. I haven't done an ex is there any way to, because I think you were saying if you delete a student,
From
I've
student
seen the
information
video.
tab.
Yeah, if you delete, it removes from everything. Is that correct?
If you input, like, can you go to student information tab? Like, so if you delete a student from there, it will also delete that student's visa information, because if the student does not exist, visa information cannot exist by itself, right? So that's what's happening. But visa information, also you delete visa information, that student is still there. Because, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess just a thought would have been some way to roll over from season to season.
Yeah.
And that might be almost like a, because I don't like to lose information. If a few years down the track I needed to go back and check something.
All right, okay.
So an idea would have been maybe even an export feature that allows you to export.
Oh,
So
in
you've
an
got,
Excel file, yeah.
like almost a spreadsheet, which you export all the data and then it cleans it off, ready to start a new season. So I just thought some feature in there allowing for a rollover from one season to the next.
All right, yeah. So and like so there like any other like small like minor issues, like for example, like it loaded too long, or like maybe the text
No.
field is too small or something like
No, I
that.
think I felt the speed of it was all fine. It's just, like any products, it's just, I think all your coding's good. It just felt like it could be a little bit more polished with the way things are done.
Okay.
So this one here, remind me, is there a way for me to run a filter to see who does not need a filter, who does not need a visa?
Like if you go to like display tab,
Would that be or query?
A query is only for students who need visa.
Right.
So and display. If you go to display, you could basically sort with visa required section.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess my main issue was that I somehow there's a bug in the code where I change information or I add more information. If I click on here and add it,
yes,
it doesn't remove the old student. It basically will just add
another
record for it.
All right, yeah. I think I have to deal with that. Yeah, thanks for telling me that. Yeah.
And this here, you can see this passport expiry date. I could probably even put letters in there. I don't know.
Oh, that won't work because I set it as an int value, so.
Oh, so it has to be a number?
Yeah.
Yep. So I do this one. Nationality. Well, even if I put numbers in there.
Yeah, then it's a string value, so it doesn't matter for nationality. So yeah, so I have to deal with like that stuff.
Yeah, it's just I often have to do little stuff to make sure I've got clean data. So my example there would be, when I do that, then nationality, it should be characters, not numbers. I guess just making sure that anything that goes in is clean data, because
All right.
You just want to pick up errors. Obviously, if they think they're doing day, month, year, or month, day, year, or whatever.
No inconsistency. And can you? Yep. Yeah, I just want to talk about this stuff. If you go to display, or yep. query.
Yep.
Like the upload image button. Like, do you think that worked out, or like? I just want to hear your thoughts about it.
Yeah, sure. Let me see if I can find a picture. Yeah, wait a sec. I'll just quickly get a picture.
Wait.
Yep. I think that works fine.
I kind of sized it so it fits the passport copy page.
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah. I mean, that photo I took was just a random one.
Yeah.
I like that feature. I think that's a good idea to have in it.
Because like my original like thought was that. If you just like click one of the student from this combo box, it will like, and if you press upload, it will like automatically go through your like directory and upload the following like student's picture.
Do I have to press save now that I've done that upload anyway?
Oh, it's just for your reference. It will not like stay there forever.
Right. Okay. So it's just for you to put there so you can type the data in.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, as I said, like I think you've achieved a lot of what you were looking to do, and it would be just little things like getting your date formats in consistent form, logical, and having something that almost validates the entry, like as the data is getting entered into each field, making sure the data is sort of being accurate. And dates are one that are easy to get wrong.